Grading, because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you tune in to Coach Dave Live, you don't have any idea what you're gonna get. We jump around. That's one of the I hope everyone ever when you get up say, golly, wonder what Coach is gonna talk about today, because there's no theme here really, is there? The theme is we're going to cut off a big hunk of meat and we're going to throw it down on the plate and we're going to gnaw on it for about an hour. And I try to keep it lively and try to keep it moving, and a lot of great stuff. We got a great guest for you today. She's going to blow your mind. Doc Jen's joining us here. But before I bring Doc Jen, and a couple things I want to make a point of here real quickly. Listen, folks, big news. Now, it may not be big news to some of you, but it's big news to us. Alan Keyes has agreed to join us in New Orleans on June 7th and 8th for the Pastor Tony Spell trial down there. Dale Socha, Pastor Dale, who had full, complete knee replacement surgery 2 days ago, has been working hard and pulling us together. John Diamond's been working behind the scenes. And Dale, can you give us an update? Dr. Keyes is really going to say, well, who's Dr. Alan Keyes? Well, folks, he gives us immediate credibility to what it is that we're trying to do. That name brings immediate credibility. And we got the boys are back in town. Dr. Keyes going to be there. Matt Tuella is going to be there. Coach Dave, Rusty Thomas, Flip Benham, Matt Tuella, Keith Tusi. I mean, it's going to be something, because this is, boys and girls, this is the battleground of whether or not the church is going to be ruled and closed by the government. Does the government have the right to close the church? That's what this case is going to be all about in New Orleans on June 7th and June 8th. Got a bunch of us are going to go down there, and we'd love for you to be able to join us. Dale, can you come in real quick? I know maybe you're not on top of the world this morning with your
brother, here. I got a contraption that bends my knee. It's just incredible. God is healing me exponentially. But brother, you can't make this kind of a lineup up, and to be able to pull this together, everything that's happening, this is so God, and just the fact all this. And so to be able to have Pastor Salt coming in, many of you are new to the street kind of ministry thing, maybe even 1 or 2 years, but the names that Coach just mentioned, these people have been in it for decades. These are incredible generals with boots on the ground, including Coach himself. So this is, it's pretty good. So yes, I talked with Alan Keyes' assistant last night. Not only is he coming to speak, he is staying at the hotel, the La Quinta Inn Hotel, and he will be joining us at least Sunday night for the rally there, including Rusty Thomas and Flip Benham will also be in the rally Sunday night.
So John Diamond is done. John's going to also be one of the speakers. Listen, without taking up too much time, I want you guys to understand this. Back when they took the Ten Commandments out of Judge Roy Moore's office back in 2004, 2003, 2004, whenever that was, the boys are back in town. This is the same group of guys who were down on the steps of Montgomery, Alabama, way back then. I'm telling you, God is doing something. It's God's always doing a new thing. But if there's any way, folks, that you can make it down to New Orleans on June 7th and 8th, it's on our website there, man. Now, listen, I'm going to get something up, Jared. This is kind of a bomb I'm dropping on you. I want to get a registration up because we have to know how many people are coming for food. Hey, folks, no charge, but we just need a registration so we get an idea of how many people are going to be there with us. So mark that down on your calendar. It was our annual event that we had to, we didn't have to scrap it, but we scrapped it because we think this is critical. This is the Roe versus Wade of church closings, for lack of a better term. So love for all of you to be able to be there with us. Yes,
also,
go ahead.
One more epic thing will happen on Monday night there. Yes, Coach Dave Dobermeier will eat a crawfish for everybody.
Yay!
No, we won't. No, that's not true. No, that's not true. I won't eat one for everybody, but I'll be there and I'll watch Dale suck those guts. Hey, I gotta show you a video real quick. I'm gonna get Doc Jen, and I appreciate Doc Jen getting up so early with us. This is a Matt Tuella video, and Jared, pull that Matt Tuella video up because I thought this was so right on again. Matt usually is right on, and he's, as you guys know, he doesn't take any prisoners. And Matt did a video yesterday on churchmen, as he calls it. And Jared, if you can go up there and throw that thing up there real quick, man. Love to. Let's see if we get it. There we go. A warning for Christians. I thought, boy, is this ever spot on? Hey, Jared, I think you can put it at 1.5 and we'll still get the feel for it here. Pastor Matt Tuella with a warning for Christians, and then we'll get to Doc Jim.
American Christians have long become weak, soft, fat. We accommodate ourselves to anything the state dishes out. American Christianity's been busy over the last 40 years rebuking anyone who rebukes sin. So we've created this soft, self-absorbed form of Christianity, but that form of Christianity is all coming to an end. God has brought in the tyrants. He is judging America. He's judging the West for their rebellion against his word and against his law. Many Christians like to fancy themselves as these strong, stalwart Christians and say things like, when the persecution comes and they tell me, deny Christ or die, I'll stand true to Christ. You have to understand, rarely is the Christian confronted with deny Christ or die. It almost always has something to do with a point of obedience. When you look at the apostles, they were persecuted because they were being obedient to the Lord. They were actually preaching the gospel, unlike most American Christians in our day. When you look at Daniel, he was obedient. He prayed. The state said one thing, he did another. He obeyed the Lord. When you look at Isaiah, when you look at Jeremiah, these prophets were persecuted because they spoke out against the state and religious leaders of their day. They weren't persecuted because someone said, deny Christ or die. They were persecuted because they were obedient to the Lord. You can look at situations closer to our day. The abolitionists of old, during slavery times, Christian men and women who were persecuted, some killed, some jailed, many had their property destroyed because they were being obedient to the Lord. This matter of persecution, of suffering, of sacrifice, has all been lost on American Christians. They've accommodated themselves. They've used reasoning to justify any edict by the state to conform to it, to go along with it. Understand, we live in the midst of a Christianity that is incapable of repentance, incapable of reforming itself. Therefore, God has to bring his judgment upon the land. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. He will reform his bride. He will bring repentance to her. He will change her behavior. And that's what we're in the midst of now. God is judging this self-absorbed form of Christianity that has been going on for decades now here in America. So in the midst of this, God is going to build a tougher, more biblical form of Christianity, one which understands suffering and sacrifice. So understand, Christian, those of you who are living faithful to the Lord, you will not only be persecuted by the state, but you'll actually be persecuted by those who claim to speak for God. That is a hardship on the heart. It's a hardship on the soul. But you must endure it. You must be true to him, faithful to him. You must confront the idols of our day. You must defy the tyrants of our day. As you walk in obedience to the Lord, he will give you the strength that you need to continue faithful, regardless of what comes your way. We see this time and again in Scripture. We see this time and again throughout the history of Christianity. Now it is our turn. The tyrants are here. We must be faithful to Christ.
There you go. The tyrants are here. We must be faithful to Christ. Jared, if you could, go ahead and stick that in the chat for us so everybody can get that is so true, man. That is so true. Soft, soft, soft Christianity. Hey, throw my picture up there, Jared, because I'm going to bring Doc Jen in here. Folks, listen, we have to prepare ourselves. Look at that, folks. People made fun of my toes. They made fun of my legs. But that is, I was 2/21 Christmas Day, 2/21. And yesterday after mowing Sky High, I stepped on the scales, 199, and I'm going to go lower. Now, listen, folks, this is really, really critical. I believe we're coming into a time where it's going to be imperative that we have good, solid temples, bodies, folks, bodies. Now, we know that's what Tim and Naomi have been, they've been sharing that with us for as long as they've been in here. But I ran into Doc. I met Doc Jen with at an event that Jamie Walden had about 2 years ago, I think it was now, Doc. And I'd never met her before, never met her husband. And heard her, and then I heard her with Mike Spalding's production last year as well. I lose track of time because there is no time. Nobody can go anywhere, right? Whenever it was, I met her, and I listened to some of the things she was saying. But it is so important. Number one, this is my opinion, okay? This COVID thing's coming back around. In fact, I think there's something out there that's not even COVID. I don't even know what it is. Mike Heath was sick for 12 days. I think there's going to be something else coming around. And as a result of that, we have got to get our temples, our bodies in shape and in condition. So I've invited Doc Jen to come on and just try to, folks, she can go a million different directions. Throw her website up there, Jared. And I'm not going to take time to read her bio and all that stuff. You guys can do it later. But she is all over it. And she's the one who kind of behind the scenes. I have a lifestyle of fasting anyway. I don't sound like I'm bragging, but I fast quite regularly. But she's helped people get on a program, coaching. If you're out there and you need coached for some type of physical ailment or a redoing of your body or whatever, Doc Jen's the one to be able to get a hold of. So, come on in, Doc. God bless you. Thanks for getting up early this morning. And the floor is yours. You take us wherever you want to take us, dear.
Well, thank you for having me. God bless all of you. You can kind of see a little bit. The website's a little old because I've started implementing more functional medicine over the last couple of years. But you can kind of see some of the things that I do there as far as if somebody were to come into the clinic and work, we're generally working on some of the more physical maladies of pain, low back pain, neck pain, all those sort of fun things. I've worked with a lot of the Jamie Waldens of the world, from Navy SEAL level down to basic trainees. So I have a lot of fun working with the military group. My dad was military. I'm an Army brat. So that's kind of how that started. So a lot of first responders, a lot of military, and then anybody else who wants to jump in there. Met Coach. It was awesome. Love what he does and his fire. And we definitely need more of that in the days to come. But what I love about Dave, Coach Dave, and with the Jamie Waldens and the tactical group is I don't have to push them, right? They're already at the top of their game and they want to be better. Everybody wants to be better. So that's kind of why I have stayed in that community for so long. But now I feel like I'm supposed to expand more towards God's remnant, God's people, right? Because we know hard days are coming.
Amen.
Is your body ready? So it's interesting. I've been watching kind of even a Mayo Clinic or a Cleveland Clinic, big names in the sort of traditional medical world, they're kind of leaning more towards the functional medicine. And what they do is actually encourage people before you even see a functional medicine doctor is to go through these lifestyle changes, similar to the program that Coach Dave just did, where we make some dietary adjustments, we make some lifestyle adjustments, and then we see probably 2/3 of people's problems go away. So inflammation decreases, you know, pains decrease, you increase those stem cells, they do their thing. So that's kind of what I start people with is let's make some dietary changes.
Because Doc Jen, I don't mean to interrupt, although that's what I do. A lot of what's going on with people with their, not the injuries, but their maladies, whatever, they're self-induced, aren't they? Through diet, lack of, just the way we treat our bodies.
The way we treat our bodies. And it's just been a cultural thing. You know, we have a grocery store on every corner now. It's convenient. We eat just because we feel like we're hungry, or we eat for emotions, or we eat for social hour. So it's been cultural and it's been societal. But now we have to start to take that back because we do have to take care of our temples. I say dietary, but it's really lifestyle. So this metabolic reset program that Coach Dave went through and different people have gone through, it's really just teaching you how to get your system, your metabolism, your body to be flexible, to be adaptable. So it's not keto by itself. It's not paleo by itself. It's not vegan. It's not carnivore. It's not Atkins, but it's let's cycle what we're doing so that the body is constantly adjusting. And we throw a lot of fasting in there because when you're fasting, that's when your body's healing. So
say that again, Doc. When you're fasting, your body is healing. How does that work?
Yeah. So When we put something in our mouth, every time we put something in our mouth, your body has to do something with it, right? So there's this whole process that happens of digesting that food, breaking it down, then assimilating that food, and then eliminating what the body doesn't need. So when you don't have to do that, there's a ton of energy that the body can then delegate to other things like healing.
Mm. So if you could, real quick, Doc Jen, talk to us about just the power of fasting alone. What does that do to the body, Jen? If I didn't do anything else, if I just went on a 3-day fast, what would be the physical, let alone spiritual, right?
Yeah.
I fast for spiritual reasons.
Right.
But there's a real physical manifestation that takes place as well.
Absolutely. So this program, the Metabolic Reset, is about 6 weeks. I have it designed that way to set people up for a 5-day fast. But let's say you do a 1-day fast or a 3-day fast. Those things are still good for you because of those benefits of giving the GI tract a break. So let's say you have some leaky gut issues. Well, the body can try to address some of those things. But the 5-day fast has been key because we've seen that we have what's called stem cells. So those stem cells really get maximized at day 5. You optimize them at day 5. So when you hit a 5-day fast, your body creates all these stem cells, and those stem cells actually go into the areas of your body that are maybe incompletely healed. So let's say you have this chronic knee pain and you have an old injury, but it didn't heal completely because of XYZ. Well, those stem cells will go to that knee and start to heal that knee completely, more completely. So people who go through a more extended fast will say, man, I've got these old aches and pains. I've got knee pain, I've got back pain, I've got whatever, because that's the body going to that area and starting to heal that area.
So folks, if you can understand this, it's like shutting your computer down, letting your computer rest. Did you guys ever do that? Did you ever have to reboot your computer?
Yeah.
And it's exactly what the fast does, is it reboots the computer. Now, again, I'm not bragging. I am bragging. I lost 21 pounds. I changed the way I eat. I changed the way that I do everything. And you know what? I don't know how many out there are watching right now say, well, you know what? No matter what I do, I can't seem to lose weight. I bet you hear that a lot, don't you, Doc? I can't seem to lose weight. You know, I go on a diet, I eat this, and then and nothing ever seems to work. And it's because there's no metabolic reset that really goes on. Right?
Yeah, so the first step is some people are stuck in that sort of sugar burning. I call it sugar burning, where they're really dependent on glucose and they can't burn those ketones. So that's a first step.
So Dr. Jen, I got to throw this in there because I made it when I got on my when I got working on this really seriously. We have what I call a Grampy pill box on our counter that for when our grandkids come down. Pieces of candy, right? They walk in the door. They say, can I have a Grampy pill? Well, I was eating all the Grampy pills, right? All the chocolate covered peanuts, all the pieces of candy. I didn't even know I was doing it, but I was having this sugar overload, Doc, and didn't even know what was going on, right?
Yeah.
And when I cut it out, oh my goodness, what happened? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. All the sugar, all the glucose, the body likes that because it's easy. So you have that aspect. I have had people who have come in and they're eating really clean. They're eating organic food. They're eating grass-fed meats. They're like, you know, I'm doing everything I know to do and I'm still not losing weight. Well, that's when we dig deeper. So that's when I'll pull in blood work. Let's say you have a low-grade chronic infection that you didn't know about. Then we address those things. If you have a leaky gut or if you have an adrenal issue or your liver is not detoxing, then we can dig into those things. But what I'm finding and what I find really interesting about this point in time is the boost to the immune system when you start to do all these things, but also the parasites. I am seeing a lot of parasites.
Wow. What does that mean, Jen? Parasite? I think worms, right? I think, ooh, right?
But yes,
that really is going on though, right?
Yeah. So about 90% of people have worms and don't know it. So I've actually been on a parasite cleanse for about 3 months and I'm still passing worms. TMI, I know, but they are really resilient and they hide out in various tissues in the body. And they actually can decrease our immune system because our body's so busy fighting those things that we can't fight off the other things that we encounter. and they're vectors for viruses. So I can't prove it, but I have a little bit of a different, I have a little different opinion about the ivermectin. But I have been doing more parasite cleanses with people because as you start to purge the parasites, they take their bacteria and their viruses and their mold with them. And then people start to actually lose weight there as well, because then the parasites aren't taking your nutrients.
So, Jen, this is important, folks, because yes, it's about losing weight. Of course it is. We, many of us want to do that. But it's preparing for our immune systems, our bodies, for what might be another, whether it be COVID, whatever. We got to get ourselves in shape to be able to fight this stuff off. Right, Jen?
Absolutely. So again, the more your system is primed, the more optimized your system is, your immune system, your body in general, the more you can fight off these other things, and it's not taxing. That's why I think so many people have gotten over this whole coronavirus thing really pretty easily, and other people get really sick because you don't know that you're deficient in vitamin D, or you don't know that you're not methylating your B vitamins, or you don't know that you've got parasites. And so you have all these things going on internally that I'm promising you that if you take your blood work to a traditional doctor, they're going to tell you you're fine, because I have many, many labs that have been brought to me, and my doctor said I was fine. And I'm like, well, you have da 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 da.
So you, so one, folks, Dot Jen will put you on a program, okay? She put you on, and one of it begins with blood, getting a blood test so she can see exactly what it is you're dealing with. And as she said, folks, we know this, right? You go to the average doctor, if you go to your family doctor, you go in there and sit down there, my guy gets in front of the computer, he might put a stethoscope on three different places and make me breathe. But for the most part, he asks questions and gives pharmaceuticals. That's really just about all they do, right? And yeah. So Doc Jen says, let's go a little bit deeper. Why is the engine ticking? Tick, 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 tick. Something right. is not right that's making that engine tick, right? So Doc, real quickly, just if you could, give us a 5-minute, what would a program look like that you would start people on?
Okay, so again, I like to start with blood work, right? Your blood doesn't lie. So it tells me, do you have a chronic infection? Is your kidney eliminating? Is your liver doing its detox? Do you have—
Wait a minute. You mean some of those body parts may not be working properly? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
They need an oil change maybe, huh?
They need a
lube, right? They need some transmission fluid. And you just keep running it and running it and running it because it's always run like that. Is that what we're talking about, Jen?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So, for example, I have a client right now who has felt overall pretty good, but I had him go in and get his lab work. He's about 40. And he came back and his cholesterol was in his 200s. So somewhere around 250, I think it was. And so traditionally, that person would be put on a statin, right? High cholesterol is a problem. High cholesterol is not the problem, okay? Cholesterol is a precursor for your hormones. So maybe you have a hormonal imbalance because your cholesterol can't do what it needs to do. Your cholesterol is going to build your brain. Your brain is largely cholesterol. Your cell walls, so every one of your cells are made up of phospholipid bilayer. That's a fatty layer that is made of cholesterol. So you have all these different things that are made of cholesterol. And if all you do is attack that cholesterol, you never find out, well, why is your body making the cholesterol? Maybe you have a fat oxidation that's happening. And so you're not able to make new cells well, or maybe your thyroid is struggling a little bit and it's taking more, or you're having these different issues going on. And so if you cut off the cholesterol, well, then what's downstream to cholesterol? So downstream to cholesterol is your estrogen and your testosterone. So I'll see a lot of people who have a higher cholesterol get put on a statin. They start to feel some neurological, some brain issues, and then they start to get what, low T, or, you know, have to get put on bioidentical hormones because they're not making the hormones. So little things like that, but generally.
Just chasing pharmaceuticals. That's what happens, right? You go in, the doctor gives you a pill for this, and then it has side effects, and then he gives you a pill for that, and it's just a vicious circle.
Right. So they're just chasing symptoms. So I call it shadow boxing with symptoms. So I think I need to do this because my cholesterol is high. I think I need to do this because somebody said this. So instead of going back and figuring out what is actually causing that, they just kind of throw pills and pharma at it.
So doc, how do you do these groups that we have people on here, doc, from all 50 states and who knows wherever, right? And they said, well, how can I ever get in to see Doc Jen? How do you work this, doc? Because you put people in groups and then you coach them through their groups. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So our group, so the metabolic reset groups, we just kind of set a date and anybody who wants to jump in can join. Let's say you want to address a more personal issue that can be done remotely. So I'll order the blood work. You can go to any Quest lab that's near to you. I'll get the results and then we build the lab. We'll build the program from the labs and then you can do that remotely. I'll send you the supplements and you can handle all of that from where you
are. So Doc Jen, for those who don't maybe have medical insurance, how much is would a blood work do? How much would that cost, do you think?
A basic wellness panel right now I can do for $150.
$150 to find folks for $150. You can go get a blood test, a wellness panel, and Doc Jen will be able to look at that and say, wow, this is up and this is down and we got to get these balanced. And this is how we do it. That's layman's terms, but that's basically is, isn't it, Doc?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
And so then that gets, then you can see what they need to work on and you get them rolling. So I interrupted again, as I always do. So you get these groups together and how does that work?
So yeah, anybody that jumps in, we set that start date and we just check in. It's every week on the metabolic reset. We tweak it a little bit so that you don't feel like you're making huge changes and it's very doable. So a lot of people have found that it's pretty simple to follow along.
And you coach them through. Joe Farrell said, what do you do if you're on some type of drug regimen that requires food? When you're fasting, Jen, what do you do in a situation like that?
So if you are on something that requires food, then we just do a modified fast where we try to keep the calories, let's say, under 500, because then you still get a lot of the benefits of a full fast, but you don't have to do the full fast.
Cool. So there's ways around that. So folks, listen, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to continue the dialogue here with Doc Jen. But if you got a question, this is your chance to throw it in there because you've been going to your own doctor and he hadn't been able to cure you. Gary says, what about insulin resistance, Doc Jen? I don't even know what that means, but Gary wants to know what about it.
Sure. So insulin resistance, if you have insulin resistance, generally you have a high glucose, meaning high blood sugar, high triglycerides, high cholesterol. They kind of all pair together when I'm looking at blood work. So insulin resistance, we have to start to make the cells realize that you have insulin available and glucose available and correspond to those correctly. So fasting is actually a great way. We start with more intermittent fasting. I have a program where we can help your blood sugar to stabilize a little bit more. And again, it's all herbal stuff. It's all essential oils and herbals. I believe that God has given us everything that we need. So even on a person who has insulin resistance or a coronavirus or whatever, those are the things that I start with.
So if there's something wrong in your body, folks, it could be diet related. We don't hear much about that, right? Yeah, one switch gets turned on and another switch gets turned off, just like you're going around in your house. Power sources in your home, power sources in your body, and in a lot of ways they're out of whack, and that's what Doc Jen does. Rochelle, come on in.
Good morning, team. Thanks, Doc Jen.
Good morning.
This is awesome. I'm happy to meet a doctor that's not a slave to the pharmaceutical tyrants. I would love to hear about your detox. What are some of your basic protocols, your steps for your detox?
So someone who wants to jump straight into a detox, I have a couple different supplements. I like to start with a questionnaire because I want to find out, are you eliminating well, meaning how often you're going to the bathroom, do you feel like you're pretty regular, blah, 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 blah. Because let's say you have parasites, since we already talked about that. if you are not eliminating, if you're not going to the bathroom, then those parasites just kind of release their toxins into your system. And then that just increases your toxic load and you have side effects, and that doesn't do very well for people. But if you're doing really well already in that area, then we start you with a binder. So those binders are going to pull those toxins from your cells and then out of your system. So you'll pass them when you go to the bathroom.
So let me ask the question then, Dr. Jim, where do these parasites come from? Is it uncooked food, unclean food? Where do they come from? We all have them?
A lot of people have them. So the number one protein source, the number one meat source is pork. And people hate to hear that, but I advise people to give up pork. I have not had pork for a really long time because we don't realize that pork has lots of different parasites that they carry. And let's say you cook the pork, even if you cook it pretty well, if you are cooking the pork for less than 2 hours, then you still have live larvae in your pork, okay? So then you eat that, those eggs hatch in your stomach when it hits the stomach acid, and then they start to grow. And then you never know that they're in you. I found out in my pork research, in my parasite research, that the number one cause for adult epilepsy is parasites.
My goodness.
So we have pork, and then we have water. So drinking dirty water is another really common source.
Is there certain kinds of pork, certain targeted foods that are worse than others? Seasoned, not seasoned, et cetera.
Just pork in general.
So when the Lord told us not to eat pork, he called it unclean.
Kind of knew what he was doing, yeah.
kind of knew what he was doing. So folks, get that picture. You cook that good old pork chop, and you cook it a long time, but there's some larva down in there. And after you eat it and wipe your mouth and go take your nap, those things hatch.
Yeah.
Scary thought.
Ew.
And then, hey Doc. What happens when they hatch?
Well, obviously they hatch and then they start to grow and then they steal your nutrients. So they're taking all the good food that you're eating and they're eating that and they're making you sick. I read a story. It was actually 2019. This woman started having hallucinations and started having these crazy symptoms, dropping things. They did an MRI. They found what they thought was a brain tumor. They went in, did surgery, and they pulled out this thing that said the surgeon said it looked like a little encapsulated egg. They pulled that out, and it's a roundworm. There was a worm in her brain. And so I've been grossed out for a while.
So Doc, I had somebody ask me the other day when I was talking to him about the fact that you were coming on, and they said, you know, Coach, I don't really want to do it because I don't want to poop worms. Doc, are they going to poop worms? Is that really going to happen?
Yes. That's how we eliminate them.
Oh, it's
not sexy material, but
it is what it is. Joe Allen, come on in, then Roger.
I got two questions.
Yes, sir.
One, I see I'm an old farmer, and I see a lot of United States people has gotten away from fermenting foods.
Yeah.
Second, I'm also a family farmer butcher, and I see worms in everything.
Stop it,
fish,
Joe.
fish, when you get fish from the ocean, fish from the local lakes.
Yep.
So all our foods have worms in them.
Yep.
It's not just pork.
Correct. So pork is just the most prevalent, but you can find it in fish, you find it in beef, you can find it everything. And that's why I encourage all of my clients, that's basically where we start. If their labs are clean, we start with a parasite protocol.
Yeah, you need to know where your meats come from.
Hey, Doc Jen, what about crawfish?
So crawfish kind of go along with that whole kosher thing. So I don't eat the shellfish. I try to stay biblically kosher because the shrimp, the lobster, they're all bottom feeders. And so if they're eating poop, you're going to get poop.
There you go, Dale. There you, all of you laughing about me. It ain't even a fish. It's a crawdad. It ain't even a fish.
Brother, I won't argue with you, but I can bring you into the book of Acts and show you where the Lord lays a spread out there and says what the Lord has created.
Yeah, I get it. He's created those worms too. Come on in,
brother. I love you, brother. If I may jump in, I fully believe and respect a man's conviction on this, and I will go, Doc, with this knee replacement. I'm up. They were blown away by my acceleration. I had extremely high liver enzymes last year. I changed my eating habit. I want to regiment organic and vitamin. My levels went back to normal in 6 months. My recovery of my knee right now, the recovery team is like they were blown away by how much motion and range. So I fully believe in keeping our temple healthy.
I think there's something to it, right? All you got to do is don't change the fluids in your car. See what happens to your car, right? Come on in, Roger.
Quick question. I'm one of those guys that I enjoy a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Don't drink it much throughout the day, but I enjoy a cup of coffee in the morning. Is there anything I can do besides eliminating that would still allow me to enjoy that cup of coffee, or is that one that's got to go?
So if you are doing a cup of coffee early in the morning and you don't have any other issues, you're fine.
Cool. So, Doc Jen, I just had a question pop up.
Okay.
In a real quick way, what would be your cleanse protocol? What does that look like for somebody who wants to get on that?
So the cleanse protocol, it takes a few months because you have to catch these different types of parasites in their life cycle. It's probably the most intense protocol. There are about 6 or 7 different things that I'm using, different supplements, and they're different blends and different amounts, but it's designed to clean out your large intestine, your small intestine, your cells, your entire gut system. I have essential oils that are going to break down the biofilm because they like to hide out in those biofilms. So it hits multiple areas to try to kill as much of this as quick as possible. But some of these worms have 10, 12, 20-year life cycles, and they're just a little bit harder to kill. So you take this protocol for about 2 to 3 months, generally as a base.
Gary Dunlop, come on in. And before he gets in here, somebody asked, you mentioned earlier about ivermectin. You said you're not big on that. What's that about, Doc?
Oh, yeah. So when ivermectin started to kind of come out, I did a little bit of research. And so this researcher, this microbiologist, was the one who kind of started collecting soil samples and cultured this thing. And then Merck took it over. So anytime there's a pharmaceutical that I have to be dependent on in order to treat a pharmaceutical thing, that kind of throws red flags for me. Mm. So Merck is the one who kind of pushed ivermectin. And for most people, they find that it's safe, but it does have some side effects, from fever to joint pain to rapid heartbeat and dizziness and different things. So I started to just do some research, and I have a question. I guess my own questioning mind wonders if, because this is an anti-parasite protocol originally, if they're not doing a similar thing in addressing those parasites and helping the immune system in some way. But I personally use more natural. So I've been using essential oils and different herbs to just kind of boost my immune system rather than going the ivermectin route.
Gotcha.
Not that anybody has to do what I'm doing, but that's just been my personal preference.
Gary, come on in.
Yes, yes, Doctor, you mentioned, touched on this a little bit, but would you recommend all the way around a kosher diet as the best way for people to be eating?
Yes. So when I say kosher diet, it's not for morality or salvation issues, right? We know that only Jesus can do that. However, if we're talking about a clean temple, so, for example, when my father got a tank, he got this big tank, and started putting shrimp in it to clean the tank, that made me question, you know, why would people eat shrimp, right?
Yeah.
So again, if I'm trying to clean out my temple, if I'm trying to get rid of garbage and detox these different bugs and just be really clean in my body, why would I eat something that is
eating gunk? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I feel about crawfish. They're bottom feeders. Somebody just texted me here, Doc. What about CBD oils? Do you believe in those things? Are they effective?
So CBD oils, some people really love them. I don't push them because of multiple things. But some people have found them to be really beneficial, and I'm not going to dissuade them. But I have found that other things also work pretty well. So gotcha. I tend to go that route.
Well said. Randy, come on in, Randy. Then Larry.
Yeah. What do you think about wormwood and black walnut and a lot of the herbs that they have, we have available for the parasite control, or do they work well?
They do work well. So a lot of these herbals that I have do have ratios of wormwood and black walnut and those things.
Folks, you're not going to get one over on Doc Jen's. Not that you were trying, Randy, but she's, you know, listen, what she's saying about ivermectin, that kind of stuff, she's just saying, listen, she thinks there's a better way to do it. Not that that doesn't work, but there's a better way to do it, which would be a longer. See, we're faced with a duality here, friends. We have to realize that short-term COVID, whatever the heck they're calling that thing, transmission, shedding, all that, those are things that could happen to you today, tomorrow, short term. And there's a difference between what you would do short term and what you want to do long term. And Doc Jen, you're talking about long term, not so much just short term fixes, right?
Correct. So, you know, if there comes a day when, let's say, the system turns on us, which we've already seen to a large degree, what are you going to do then? Because we know that they're going to continue to kind of push this narrative and continue to push these viruses. They're already talking about a third wave hitting this fall. And if you haven't seen that headline, I think it was Great Gay Media, but the UK government model is expecting that anybody who has had both doses of the vaccine has a 60-70% chance of being hospitalized with severe illness or dying. That's this fall that they're expecting that. So
do you, Doc? Do you know Dr. Sherry Tenpenny at all? Do you know of her, Doctor?
I do. Yep. So well, I've been on her webinars.
She was on our show. I was on her show last night. And see, we need more people like you to verify or give some authority to what the research she's saying. And you're saying the exact same thing. She says when we hit the fall, we're going to be amazed at how many people are sick from this thing. Now, Doc, are they going to call it a new virus? Are they going to blame those of us who haven't been? See, I got a shirt on that says, no, I'm not wearing a mask, right? and they say, I'm the villain. But what Dr. Tenpenny is saying is these people are going to start transmitting or shedding. And so the people who've taken the shot are going to be the ones that are contagious. You agree with that?
Yes. So already we're seeing, and that's part of the issue. Even in my clinic, I've started to screen, because if somebody's had that shot within the last month, I push them out because I don't want whatever they're transmitting.
Wow.
But the other thing that I do for anybody that's curious, somebody asked about which essential oils I'm using. I don't know who's done this research, but people are talking about pine needles, right? So pine needle tea, because pine needles have two components. One is Cerumen. Cerumen has inhibitory effects against that coagulation effect, against the modification of RNA and DNA. They also have shikimic acid, okay, which is our basis for Tamiflu. It's an antiviral, which these are things that are in pine needles, which God has created. And I think that if we take the time to look, there are things that God has created to give us a defense against a lot
of. So pine needle tea is a good thing, because I've had a lot of emails about it, actually, you know, and I just haven't done it. But you say, yeah, be good for us.
I haven't done the tea. What I do is the essential oils. So I have a blend that I've created of multiple different pine needle essential oils. And I take a bath in that with Epsom salt and with bentonite clay. And then I put that on my feet, because when you put it on your feet, your cells will absorb that. Well, so,
hey, folks, go out and grab a pencil and paper right now or something to write down on, because I feel all of you. Hey, Doc Jen, how do they get a hold of you if they want to get into one of these programs, one of these protocol, and you walk them through this? How do they get a hold of you?
Sure. So the easiest way is going to be through email, because I work alone in my clinic. So that email is Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, at docgen.org, D-O-C-J-E-N.org.
Jennifer at docgen.org. And folks, she'll get back to you, and she'll set, she's constantly setting up these little programs and putting people on them. And it's a great opportunity long term. You understand what I'm saying, folks? Long term. Listen, if some virus hits you tomorrow, you're going to be dealing with what your immune system is already like. It's not going to work miracles. But if we're worried about a third wave, which is what some of us believe is happening with the transmission and all that kind of stuff, you need to prepare your body now to be able to fight it off later. Larry, I've been promising you'd get in there. That's Jennifer at docgen.org. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, I've got a real quick comment and then a question. Comment is, you know, the shrimp may be the bottom feeders in the ocean, but goats are trash eaters on the earth, and we can eat them.
Yeah.
The question is, this third wave, that the officials are already beginning to warn about it. Now, they're warning it. I believe it's wag the dog. They know that what they are creating, the situation that is going to create these deaths, but yet they're trying to wag the dog and point the blame somewhere else. Is there anything we can do to make more people aware of they're wagging the dog at?
Wow. Great.
That's a great question. It's really tough to change someone's mind when their mind is already set. So Dr. Tenpenny on the webinar, when she was kind of breaking down a lot of these mechanisms of injury after this shot, she said, you know, the best way is really just to pose in the form of question, right? Well, did you know that a lot of people have a PEG, propylene glycol allergy? So then when you take this shot, you have this allergic anaphylactic response. Did you know that? Did you know that if you go to Moderna's website and you do a search on their patents and you search luciferase is in their patent? Did you know that they're using CRISPR-9 technology to cut out a piece of your DNA and inject viral DNA? Did you know that? So it's more just trying to get people to think a little bit outside of the box, rather than giving them, because we can give them information all day, and it's hard to change their mind.
We talked about that yesterday, Dr. Jen. You know, for a lot of people, they have deeply held religious beliefs that are not Christian. They're just secular beliefs, trust in science or whatever you want to say, and you will not convince them any more than they will convince you to give up Christ, right? I mean, it's just absolutely deeply, deeply held beliefs. Man, people want to jump in here real quickly. Stephanie asks, I'm sorry, my phone went dead. What about colloidal silver and oregano oil? Good, bad?
Yes. I am big proponents of both oregano oil. It's a component of the essential oil blend that I use for the parasites and for viruses. And the colloidal silver, I am careful with how much I ingest, but I definitely use it as a spray for my face and over my hands and for cleaning, and then doing a little bit internally as well.
Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got in here late today. Doc Jen, do you have a website?
Yeah.
Yes, docgen.org. But I will tell you that there's not a lot of information on it.
she's trying to lay low, Glenn, from the government and everything, all those spies and all that stuff out there. So listen, she's available. She'll get back to you. She's not running a great big clinic. She'll send you an email, right? So email her with your questions. I would encourage you. Listen, she does it for a living, folks. So there'll be a fee. If you want to get into one of these protocols, there'll be a fee. But do you want to get healthy or not? Do you really want to get away from the pharmaceuticals and from going to the doctor and he gives you another pill? Do you want to get rid of that or not? And that's what, that's really what you're going to have to decide. Let's go to Jeff. Come on in. And then Georgia, you come in after him. Go ahead, Jeff.
Question. I don't know if you got anything on this, but how about, like, my wife has bad leg cramping, the toes, the calves, the legs. I mean, both legs at once, intense pain. She can't figure it out. Everybody says, try this, try that, but mm-hmm. nothing works. And I mean, it's screaming in the middle of the night, applying ice packs, just intense pain. Anything you think of on that one?
Is she on any sort of calcium supplement?
She might be. I'm not sure. She takes different little vitamins and things. She got whole piles of them, vitamins and different things she takes.
Hey, Jeff, I apologize for interrupting, but I'm not sorry I'm doing it. That is the exact symptoms that my wife went through for months before it finally got so bad. We went and took her, and they found out she had leukemia, and her bone marrow was not producing stuff that the body needed to do stuff.
Good point, Larry. Hey, Doc Jen, mm-hmm. what is cancer? from your studied point, what do you think cancer is?
That is a loaded question. We could go down this rabbit hole for a while.
Well, just go a couple steps, all right?
So back in the 1900s, there was an embryologist who found that a cancer tumor put off the same signals as a placenta, so a baby, okay? So my opinion is that a cancer is an organ system that is failing, and it is creating a tumor, a placenta, in order to try to get nutrients.
Wow.
So...
so one of your body systems is trying to create a baby.
Yes.
Basically, so, huh?
When you have a failing system for one reason or another. And then I think there's a spiritual route to a lot of diseases as well. And when we are at our Go There For conference in July, I'll talk a little bit about that. But there, cancer is so multifaceted, but a really easy way to start if you think that you may be struggling with a cancer tumor is to... make sure, check your blood work, make sure that your body has everything that it needs, and then start to starve that cancer tumor. So a ketogenic diet does a really good job because cancers eat glucose.
Folks, that's why he said there's a spirit of infirmity, right? Remember, Jesus touched the one woman who had a spirit Amen. Of infirmity.
Right.
So there's more. This is more than just a physical thing that's going on, and we really, it's hard for us to understand. Come on in, Georgia, and then Craig. Boy, we're running out of time. Go ahead. It's been good.
Thank you, Coach Dave.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a blood test over the phone to me yesterday. And you may not want to answer this. It's speculation, but everything's low. The doctor doesn't know. She's sending me to a hematologist.
Okay.
Are there any questions I need to ask?
Everything is low, meaning red blood cells.
Red, white, that's all the information she gave me.
Okay. So when I see white blood cells that are low, like under the 5 range, there's an infection. So you have to find the infection. The red blood cells being low probably mean that you're a little bit iron deficient.
Yes.
So you probably want to start with that. And then from there, I don't know what else you've got going on, so I wouldn't be able to say.
But folks, there's something that's causing it, right? This stuff doesn't just happen, right?
I have no appetite. I am barely 100 pounds.
Do you have any history of H. pylori?
No. I had that test less than a year ago.
Okay.
But several years back, I did have C. diff from an antibiotic.
Okay. Mm. Because sometimes those bacterials can actually steal iron. I know H. pylori is one that likes to steal iron. So you may just have to look a little bit.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Come on in, Craig, and then Rochelle, then Susie.
Two things, Coach. Quick comment. You better get plugged in to a good doctor, because when the other ones start getting sick, you're not going to get into the doctor.
Wow. Good point.
Hey, 70% of the fire department in Loudoun County took the shot. Who's going to come put your house fire out?
Right.
But the point, the black fungus, this whole thing that's, they, you know, India's in the news about how COVID and now the black fungus. Any ideas on that?
I've heard about it, but I haven't had a chance to dig into it, so I can't give an educated opinion.
Okay.
Good. That's an honest answer. Susie, come on in, then Rochelle.
Great show. Great information. Amazing. The after show yesterday, I told everybody about the Nature Sunshine that I take. It is natural. It is herbal. And the doctors won't tell you about it. They do not want you to have anything to do with it because there's healing power in the herbs.
Yes.
And having some trouble would... There was a doctor on here the other day that gave a gentleman some probiotics, and she needs to saturate her body with some good probiotics.
Mm-hmm. Mm, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yep. We're doing it to ourselves. Thanks, Susie. Rochelle, coming in.
Hi, I'm back. Have you looked into or heard of the field of bioacoustics?
Yes, a little bit. I used some tuning forks, and I use some frequency work.
Wow. Don, you're blowing my mind, Doc.
There, I was looking at
Amen, taking, Coach. Amen.
I'm starting some of these classes with this bioacoustic biology, and they tell me if you think this is sounds like this can be real. They take your voice print, run it through a computer, and this apparently she's been doing this for almost her research has been almost 40 years. I've never heard of it. But the computer program actually can almost pinpoint different things that are wrong with your body through your voice imprint. I thought it was pretty amazing. And then, so if you wanted to speak on that. And the other thing was, I read about a study on organic food compared to what we're getting, you know, our GMO foods. And I heard that, for example, like a peach, one organic peach has more nutrition than 11 GMO'd peaches. So maybe just how important organic food can be in our diet.
Thanks, Rochelle. Go ahead, Jim.
Absolutely. So as far as the bioacoustics, I had not heard that about using the voice, but I know that there are people who will look into the iris or look into the tongue. And so there are all sorts of different things that the body is so...
It's good.
Out of this world.
what about Rife machines, Jim?
Yeah. So the some of the frequency work that I do is based off of the Rife initial technology. I think that what we have now is a little bit advanced from where Rife came from, but Rife is definitely on the right track. We know that each organ system has a frequency. Different lobes of the brain have a frequency. Your body in general has a frequency. So those frequency technologies are great.
Okay, Doc, look, we've got about a minute and a half left here, Doc. And if you could, how do people get a hold of you? Do you charge simply for a consultation? What would the process be if they did get a hold of you and say, man, I need some help here? What would it look like?
Sure. So right now I am doing short phone consults. So if you have where you had a blood test or something and just want me to look over it, chat through it with you for a quick minute, I can do that. If you want to develop a plan, then I have different levels depending on how far you can jump in as far as supplements. But I just ask people to be patient with me because I am by myself and I still carry a clinic load. So sometimes it takes me a little while to respond, but I'm happy to chat through some of these things with people.
Awesome. I give Doc Jim the highest recommendation. Come on in, Joseph.
I just want to put a little bit of warning out there. There's all different kinds of pines in this country.
Right.
Do your research. Don't run out there, grab the pine needles off the ground and put it in some water.
Right.
And the second question I have is, what is the name brand of pine needle central oil you use? Because I have a couple.
Yes. I use predominantly Young Living and Eden's Garden right now.
Yeah, we use Eden's Garden.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. DocGen.org. Now you heard what she said. You send her an email, she'll get back to you, but she has a solid heavy workload. She may not email you back this afternoon, but friends, if you're really, really serious, if you want to you want to hang around this world for a while, we're going to have to get a tune up on our bodies, right? We're going to get our bodies back in shape, not more than just exercise, although exercise is a part of it. But somebody told me a long time ago, Dale, garbage in, garbage out, right? And we haven't done a very good job of flushing our system, cleansing ourselves out, and giving ourselves a... Anybody ever feel good after a good shower? What would your body feel like inside after a good shower? And that's what the cleansing's been all about. Doc, thanks for joining us. We've just scratched the surface here. The things I'm putting together in my head that you've said that others have talked about has been, you're on the cutting edge of what's going on. And we appreciate you joining us. DocGen.org, Jennifer@DocGen.org. And let's try to get these temples back in shape. God bless you, Doc. Hang in there with us for a second, if you will. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.